This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg, in for Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Israeli troops and tanks today are occupying a section of the southern Gaza Strip. They're in an area that Israel withdrew from last summer after nearly 40 years of occupation. Now they're back. The army says it moved in to try to win freedom for a 19-year-old corporal seized by Palestinian militants in a weekend attack on an Israeli border post. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
In the middle of the night, Israeli airstrikes hit some key roads and bridges and a power station, knocking out electricity and damaging water service to parts of Gaza. Then tanks and armored bulldozers moved into a village just east of Rafah and pushed into the defunct Palestinian airport here, occasionally firing at sporadic resistance. There were no reported casualties. An Israel Defense Force spokeswoman says the army has no intention of staying in the area. Army Captain Noah Meir said of missing Corporal Gilad Shalit, "As soon as we get him, we'll go back home." Militants linked to Hamas are apparently holding the 19-year-old. They've demanded the release of Palestinian women and teenagers from Israeli jails in exchange for his release. Israel says there will be no releases and no negotiations. This morning, Israeli helicopter gunships circled overhead, strafing open fields near a residential area next to the airport. Mohammed Selman lives on the edge of the airport. He says his family was bracing for an Israeli incursion since Sunday's deadly attack on a military post.
We didn't sleep all the night because we were worried. We didn't know where they are coming from, where they are going to enter.
Bleary-eyed and a little on edge, Selman says most of his neighbors fled in fear earlier in the night when they heard the heavy armor moving in. Salman says he wanted to stay and protect his modest cinder block home.
There is nothing to lose anymore here. It's only our house and we don't want to leave it. We want to stay here.
Israeli forces did not sweep into heavily populated areas. The army quickly stopped near the edge of Rafah and set up observation posts and established an outer perimeter. A spokesman says for now they're staying put. It appears to be a strategy of gradual military escalation, trying to pressure Hamas to release the soldier. Along a main street in Rafah, militants prepared for what they believe is the coming push into Rafah, a dilapidated town near the border with Egypt. In the pre-dawn haze, black-masked militants with Hamas took up positions armed with rocket-propelled grenades and AK-47 rifles. "We have the support of God. We trust in God," said the armed group's leader. They also seemed to be trusting in the makeshift explosive devices and detonation cord they were carrying. "We're ready to fight," said the cell leader, who didn't want to give his name, adding, "We're not scared of the Israeli tanks."
"We have been proved that in front of this well-equipped army, we are able to hit them hard. It has been proved a few days ago with this operation. Our gunmen were able to enter their camp to kill some of them and to capture one of their soldiers."
That Israeli soldier is now the focus of the Israeli army's incursion, an attack that's something of a test for Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. His Kadima party was elected in March, vowing to pursue territorial concessions in the occupied West Bank with the aim of enhancing Israel's security. Olmert's detractors now say if last summer's Gaza pullout is any guide, concessions erode security. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Rafah in southern Gaza.